music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back. Hour number two, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Thank you for joining us, for listening in, supporting republicbroadcasting.org. Terry in Texas is up next. Hello, Terry. You're on the air.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
The reason for my call was I was wondering if you got my invitation.
Invitation? How? How did you send it?
Well, my invitation to the super spreader party I'm having.
Oh, did you say invitation or imitation?
My invitation to my super spreader party.
No, I haven't. Where is it being held?
It's being held at the same place that Biden gave his speech in the woods with people sitting in circles. Because, you know, Rick, if you sit in a circle, it will protect you.
Were these crop circles?
I'm just highlighting, as you know, the absolute absurdity of all this, where it just makes your skin crawl when you're awake to what's taking place. And it's so bad. It's so bad. God must have a sense of humor, Rick. That's all. The only thing that makes sense to me.
Yes, he does.
The circle
really
will protect you, Rick. The circle will protect you.
Your circle of friends and your bosom overseers. We'll put it that way, you know.
My last
guys,
comment.
You know, you think about it. Trump and Mr. Biden, and both in their own ways, have done enormous business with the mafia. You realize Trump, of course, all his real estate holdings and his loans and bankruptcy and everything, that's all he ever did.
It's a ringing indictment of how it's a clown show that this is the best we have. And, of course, you know, both are bought and paid for, lock, stock, and barrel, no question. So I think it was mentioned it's a couple of weeks, I don't know if I called or whatever. A thing that was most interesting, I was pointing out to Joe, if you had a chance to see it, September 15th in that range, I believe, YouTube, Apple had a product placement thing they put out on YouTube. It went on for like 30 minutes or 45 minutes because they're introducing all these new products. And Rick, it was the most evil, it was a propaganda piece masquerading as a product placement with the new iPhone and all the gadgets they've got. Rick, it made my skin crawl. They had the in the middle of the where their thing is at. They've got a big circle. They had the Rainbow Flag Auditorium. All of their products, they'll be carbon neutral by 2030. All their plastic is recycled. We're going to, you know, do climate change. I mean, Rick, at the end, the closing credits, everybody washed their hands. Everybody was 6 feet apart. All the boxes were checked, Rick. All the boxes. So I'm getting through explaining this all to Joe. He goes, look at the logo. It's the bite of the apple. Satan must sit at the board of this company, Rick. I mean, it is pure 100% evil.
Yeah. Well, isn't Tim Cook the guy that's the CEO there?
Sure.
Now, Tim Cook, interesting. You'd think he was, he was an Englishman. But Tim Cook speaks fluently in Hebrew, you know. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Did not know.
Oh, yes. And this came to my attention some time ago, a couple of years ago. And, a lot of people are cryptos. You know what I'm saying? They're crypto-kenites. And he is probably one of them. But no question, you got to know who they are and know how they work. The M.O., as Joe likes to say all the time, the M.O. of the Kenites. These are demons in shoe leather, you know, and they know how to manipulate. They know how to, they look like or act like us. They act like anybody else, but they are not. And that's the key, the wheat and the tares, you know? Jesus talked about the wheat and the tares.
If any of your listeners go back on...
And what does he do with the tares in the end, you know? The tares will be picked out and cast into the fire. And that's why they hate the fire. They fear the fire so much, you know? The Holocaust fire and so on and so forth. Because they know, both are going to wind up there in the lake of fire.
Yep.
You know?
It was such an eye-opening experience until I watched this product placement. You can go on YouTube. I believe it's September 15th. You get a chance to watch it. I had no idea the depth of evil, and they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
No. No, I know. They're in the open about a lot now, and I think people have been so mesmerized and deceived so much now that anything is fair game for the average, especially I call them, the old name used to be the yuppies, but the millennials, they haven't got an idea as to what's going on. And, you know, when they shut down everything, they shut down communication links, all the phones could be shut down, the cell phone, then these kids aren't going to know what to do. They're being set up for the takedown, and they haven't got any preparation. They don't know what's coming. That's why now is the time. Now is the time for the wise man to build his house on a solid foundation, to prepare with a lot of things, food, you know, a lot of things that you need, all of the essentials, prioritize it, you know, whatever it is, your bug out, all of these, but set your spiritual priorities in order. Set your spiritual priorities in order. Put him first, and he will never, never let you down. That's what I found out. You see?
And it's possible. I think we might even only be in the second or third inning of the level of deception that's coming our way. Because it's already, for us, it's mind-blowing when we look at it. And that, like I was sharing with Joe and probably you, that I interpret in Matthew 24, the birth pangs. To me, birth pangs indicate something new coming upon the scene. And I think this birth pangs really is the birth pangs of this incredible new technology that will be unleashed on people. That will create such incredible deception. It will just blind people.
Well, isn't that what 5G is really all about?
Yep.
I'm glad I have nothing to do with it, you know, and I don't want anything to do with it. It's bad enough that I sit in front of, you know, I sit in front of a desktop and there's radiation coming and all kinds of things in your face, but still, you know, you don't want to go that route. You don't want to go down this ultimate level of cellular technology, you see?
Nope. And again, the bite of the apple, like Joe was saying, right back to the garden. It's a slap in the face, right back to the garden.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of it goes back to Genesis 3:16 onward, doesn't it?
Yep.
I mean, you know, God knows what he's talking about, but his children never listen. They're very stiff-necked people. They don't want to listen to God. They want to listen to men. When they do that, who takes over.
God has his children, and Satan has his children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they don't want to hear that today and you can't get that through to people, you just tell them, look, Don't say I've said it. Are you saying that I didn't say anything? I'm just quoting Jesus and the prophets. Now, if you don't want me to quote Jesus, then you're with another Jesus. You're with a fake Jesus, and good luck. Good luck. That's all I could say. You're going to need it. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for the call, Terry. Good to hear your voice again. Always.
Later, Rick.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. All right, before I bring up Art, who's called in, I want to get Barb in from Florida. Hello, Barb.
Howdy doody, howdy doody. We were one of the states didn't let Trump down.
yeah,
oh, dear.
I know.
talking about the synagogue of Satan here in Palm Beach County, the principal mm-hmm. that I called in about
yep.
regarding the Holocaust
yes,
has been fired again, 7-0.
Yep, I saw that last week. Yes, I did
yeah,
see that.
Yeah, we have one. The chairman is an attorney. There's three former principals, and there's one doctor, a black doctor, and one of the principals is black. And I wanted to read you this little thing by this black doctor, the board member. She blamed her previous votes on supporting Latson on a lack of understanding of the longstanding role of denying or minimizing the Holocaust in anti-Semitism. Until this, I really did not process that Holocaust denial was a real thing, she said. That kind of boggles my mind. So let me say now that I'm sorry for the pain that my actions, that my vote contributed to. Now, she can get away with it, but Dr. Latson can't, you know? Remember her in November. Remember November.
Yeah. Me no think she's speaking from the heart, though. She's speaking because of pressure. She's speaking because of fear of loss of her position. And this is how
exactly.
they operate, you know?
Yes.
This is what happened. I'll get into this a little bit later. But Truman versus Trump. Similarities in fate, the fate of America vis-a-vis the state of Israel. But, yeah, no, I had read that, and I'm aware of it. But you know what? This principal is a fighter. This principal doesn't give up easy. So he's coming back with another suit.
I hope he doesn't. Let me just add one more thing, Rick. Writing to a school parent, Latson said via email in April that students could opt out of Holocaust lessons because, quote, not everyone believes the Holocaust happened, and that as an educator, he had the role to be politically neutral. See, that's where it came in. Somebody didn't want their child to participate. I remember what we went through with the sex ed, how parents wanted their kids to opt out of the sex ed.
Right. We had that up here, too, in Rhode Island. We had a lot of problems in the 90s, you know, and with the sex education and AIDS education and all kinds of issues there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what happened with that, and... you know, so it is true, and the pressure is on. They never give up. They never give up trying to punish somebody who will not toe the line. And this black principal deserves all of our prayers, our support.
Yes.
And maybe he'll have a group. Is there a group supporting him for any fundraising or anything to help him out to fight his cases?
Not that I know of. There were a few teachers that came and, you know, gave testimony on his behalf. Not too many, but of course, like I said, you know, that whole area down there is loaded with Jewish parents. So they wanted to save their jobs too, you know.
Yeah, well. Have to lose their souls, maybe, but as long as they have that income. Well, thank you for your call. Appreciate it again, Barb.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Bye.
To hear from you. God bless. All right. Now, one thing I want to mention, I'm going to bring Art up, is that there are similarities between Harry Truman and Donald Trump in terms of biblical prophecy and how each of them could not get reelected to another term. Truman failed. Trump failed. And what is that they've done? Well, like Dan Smoot said years ago, and, you know, brilliant mind, brilliant guy, he said that with all of those who were following World War II were refugees, he said that the nascent state that called itself Israel was about to form in 1947 and 48, and Harry Truman, he said, who was needing the electoral votes of New York State at that point decided to recognize the state of Israel. And he said as Smoot said, Truman didn't do it. Truman didn't do it because he was concerned about these refugees, because there were so many, about an equal number of Arab refugees. He said he did it simply because of the wealth and power of world Jewry. And that's a fact. Now, Mr. Trump has gone beyond that point. What he did with regard to moving the embassy, declaring now for anybody born in Jerusalem to be an Israeli, and the Golan Heights and other, there's like 100 different things he's done, Trump has done, to support Israel. What did it do him in the end? Nothing. They ditched him like a dog. You see? So what happens? One term. You know, when you start fooling around with God and you play games with his prophecy says, there shall henceforth no good fruit grow on that tree forever. That tree of death. The tree of death planted in Jerusalem in 1948. He calls it the tree of death, the evil fig tree. And when anybody recognizes and anybody accepts it and anybody supports it, now they're playing with the wrath of God. And this is what I said right from the get-go. You know, you don't want to go there. But all these preachers, oh boy, Hagee and all the rest of them, they love it. They get all the maps and the graphs of the biblical prophecies and so on and so forth. You've got it all figured out, man. Jesus is going to come and he's going to fight against anti-Semitism. He's going to win against those terrible anti-Semites, those Arabs and those blacks and those Russians, and he's going to save all the Jews. So we're going to see how that's going to work out. But I got news for them. They're wrong. All of them are dead wrong. And they've been proven wrong. If we bless Israel, America will be blessed, they said. All right. Now, let me bring on Art. And let me ask Art, what do you think of that statement, Art? Are we being blessed in America today since we blessed the state of Israel?
I would say we have abundant blessings. And we were about to see more come with new president, new El Presidente from turning us into a third world nation. That's how I see it.
Well, Art, I'm glad to have you here a little early today because you have so much, I'm sure, to say about what's going on in Philly, what has been going on, the violence in the streets, Josh Shapiro. Apparently, we have a clip, by the way. We got to play a brief clip of his son walking into his room, you know. And I guess he crashed in on Daddy's party, Mr. Shapiro. But I want to just get your take on what you think about the corruption in the voting machines in the state where you live in Pennsylvania, and what happened to Trump as a result.
So
just tell me. Go ahead.
Clip.
No, do you want me to play it? I think we have a minute? Yeah, it's only about a minute. Hey, okay, Ken, play that clip right now, okay? The second clip there, the short one. If we can get it.
Josh Shapiro's teenage son unintentionally goes in MSNBC interview. While Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro was speaking with MSNBC about the latest development of the 2020 presidential election, his teenage son apparently didn't realize his father was live streaming from the living room and walked right into the camera's frame. When Shapiro's son looks up from his phone, viewers can see the realization on his face that he could be seen on national TV and slowly walks backward out of the camera's view. If Shapiro noticed his kid entering his interview, he didn't show it, neither did MSNBC's host. However, Shapiro tweeted out the video shortly afterward and said, "I'm taking his phone away for 24 hours with the crying laughing face emoji." Shapiro has four children with his wife Lori. Sophia, Jonah, Max, and Ruben, according to his official website, and like millions across the nation, he's been working at home amid coronavirus, which is why his son was able to simply walk by. Pennsylvania has been placed in the national spotlight as President Donald Trump cannot win re-election with winning the state's 20 electoral votes. If Democratic candidate right. Joe Biden wins Pennsylvania, he will become...
Okay, we already know that. Now, folks, that was quite an unintended event, or was it? Come right back with Art's reaction and much more. Stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, folks. Back with Art. And Art, what is your reaction to that scene?
Well, Josh Shapiro is a hardcore Zionist, okay? He definitely aligns his political policies with the kosher nosher communists for taking over this nation. He's from Abington, Pennsylvania, okay, where they had the No Place for Hate program, one of the first places they instituted throughout the United States, with the support of Estrella Epstein, one of the top members of the Anti-Defamation League. I addressed that issue, and as a result in that community, and they basically said to me, the Commissioner Wachter, who got thrown out because of me going after him, that he says, you're going to be one of the first ones that goes into camps when we get control of the system, in effect, the American political system. Josh Shapiro at that point was a Pennsylvania state representative. I addressed him at that point, and I said, what are you doing about this No Place for Hate program? I said, it's an upfront for organized crime, and he says, didn't say anything. A few minutes later in a public meeting, he says, I fully support it. Okay, then he's running to become a commissioner for Montgomery County, which is adjacent to Philadelphia County. And again, I saw him at a public meeting right next to Bruce Castor, who was one of the other public officials. And I said, you support this No Place for Hate program. And again, he wouldn't say anything for about 3 minutes. Then he publicly says in front of all the people, I fully support the No Place for Hate program. I said, it's nothing but a front for the mafia. You just heard it right out of his own mouth, what he said. Okay? Another thing he did when he was state rep, he says, I was the one who pushed the Pennsylvania state legislature to remove all pension funding of the state of Pennsylvania from having any investment activities with Iran. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Then, sure. Right. So then basically he becomes Attorney General of Pennsylvania, which is kind of interesting. There was two other people running for the position.
Yeah, that's right. Good descriptions. Wasn't it Abington? Wasn't it from Abington that that case came in the U.S. Supreme Court to ban
Shep
prayer?
Oh, yeah. Shep versus Abington School District removed school prayer out of American schools. Yes, that same township. Correct. Is that what you're referring to?
Very interesting.
Yes, right.
It must have been the Muslims, though, that were going and litigating against prayer, though.
it's the white extremists. Yeah, it's definitely the red extremists. You know, they're the biggest threat to the nation, as Mr. Chad Wolf, the head of the Homeland Security, says. You know, that's what it is. It can't be a threat from kosher nosher communists as a major threat to America. That just doesn't exist. So now, basically, going back.
Yeah, who us?
Right.
We're victims in all of this. We're victims. Always the victim. Always the victim status, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, another thing, when I pointed to Seth, they said, well, you got to go back. You got to go into re-education camp so we can train you. oppose us. Right.
They're very good at the re-education camps, you know, Bolshevik Russia, what they've done in Europe, what they've done in Central and Eastern Europe and in Asia. You remember the Cambodians and the Vietnamese and the Laotians and so forth?
Right.
So, you're really giving us a little sample here about, the corruption example of how deep is that corruption in the voting apparatus in Pennsylvania. I have no doubt about it. And like I said, and I've heard many people say it, nobody can say there is no vote switching or corruption. In every election, there is a certain amount of stealing of votes or corruption. Question is, how was it done, and how many were there in these states, these battleground states, you know? They were the key states.
Well, I'll get to the Philadelphia Convention Center when it finishes Josh Shapiro, if it's okay. All right, so Josh basically then, as a county commissioner, supported gay rights, shoving it down our throats, okay? So now we have gay marriage, okay? Now he runs for attorney general for the state of Pennsylvania against two other people who were practicing attorney generals with over 20 years' experience, and he had no experience. He does have a law degree, but he never practiced. He never prosecuted anybody, and he becomes the attorney general for Pennsylvania. Okay? Now, one of the things he said is he wants to protect the vote in Pennsylvania. So he made darn sure that there was no voter ID in Pennsylvania for people who want to vote. Okay? So that's one of the things our good old Mr. Shapiro has done for us. Now, what's his name? Mr. Corey Ludowski, who was concerned about the voter fraud at the Philadelphia Convention Center, says they got a judge, Cannon, that ordered, allowed the Republicans to actually see them counting the votes. Okay? And what happened is that before that, they were keeping them like 100 feet away, so they couldn't see anything. So after the court order comes about, they allow them to look at the vote counting, okay, as the pollsters are doing it. But they moved the voting machines all the way to the far back end, so they can't see if they're actually doing the vote counting through the machines. Okay? The Republicans, through Lou Kurdowski, basically Lindowski, then basically complained to the sheriff, and they refused to basically honor the court order. Okay? So now they're counting the votes, and we can see, as a result, you know, Biden wins. Let's talk about the history of the Philadelphia Convention Center. In the past, it was run by the Pegasus Motorcycle Gang, okay?
Okay, can you hold that thought? We'll come back, and we have John in Little Rock and your calls coming up to 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you, Rick Adams on Censored. We're back. And Art, you were just about to give us the rest of the story in Philadelphia. Go ahead, continue.
All right, so where the Republicans were fighting the ballot counting, not being able to properly observe it at Philadelphia Convention Center, it has a history. In the past, not too far past, like 10 years ago, the convention center was controlled by the outlaw motorcycle gang called the Pagans, with direct connections to Nicky Scarfo and Skinny Joe Marlino. Okay? Subsequently, they got booted out through FBI investigations, and then the Carpenters Union took it over, again, tied to the corruption of Philadelphia through Doherty and all that. Also during that point in time, this goes back about 10 years ago, we had Mark Swaker, who was governor of Pennsylvania, who got those guys out, and made sure his buddies in the Cosa Nostra got control of the Philadelphia Convention Center all the way up to today. And there were some YouTube videos, also I've seen them live leak, where they talked about the corruption at the Convention Center, where they basically said, it was like a guy said he's Democrat, that he pointed the corruption all the way up to the mayor of Philadelphia, okay, Mr. Kenny, you know, hook-nosed Kenny, just like, you know, hook-nosed Murphy of the governor of New Jersey. So,
Right.
So these are the clowns who were basically counting the votes just like Stalin says, it matters not who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And
yes,
these communists, okay, these kosher nosher communists are then counting the votes to decide who's going to be president of the United States, and nobody's overseeing what they're doing, okay? Now, Biden, obviously, he's a great, honorable man, and I heard the saying, how can you tell a good politician when his day is bought? He rose to power right up through the Bruffman Syndicate. He announced his campaign basically saying he was working at the University of Pennsylvania, Annenberg University of Pennsylvania, controlled by that crime syndicate. He rose to power in Delaware, controlled by the Bruffman crime syndicate, and now he's going to be our next president of the United States. How sweet it is, okay? And you know, we're going to start seeing that. So one of the things Biden says, I see the big thing is they got a lot of debt they got to deal with. So I see the thing that Biden's going to do more than anything else. He says we got to equalize school, you know, the schools throughout the nation, okay, and properly fund the inner city schools. So if any, you know, anything like about government, it's like a funnel. You put $10 in at the top of the funnel, $1 comes out in service. So that means one of the big things that's going to be on the Biden agenda is figure out a way to get federal taxes on properties, on, you know, both commercial properties and real estate, you know, residential properties. So I see that coming. That's where they're going to try to figure out how to pay for everything. That's one of the points that I see there. You know, and obviously the Green Deal, you're going to have a guzzler tax. And, hey, you're driving that little 50-mile-per-gallon Honda, man, but it's a gasoline. So you're going to have to pay, hey, you're going to have to pay $25,000 a year for a guzzler tax because you're driving that car. The Green New Deal.
Sure.
Okay. And then you got Kamala Harris, who's coming, basically representative for big tech, the Hindu big tech, which is a communist nation. And they're going to give us unlimited immigration, okay, which is which happened under, you know, in the past, basically under when Newt Gingrich was there. He was the last tripwire to prevent Congress from allowing uncontrolled immigration. So that's going to happen again. And the consequence of uncontrolled legal immigration is uncontrolled illegal immigration. And you can thank the likes of none other than Oracle and Safari, what's her name? Safari Cats or whatever it is, the current CEO. And that point it was Larry Ellison, who are going to basically benefit quite well, destroying American jobs in the high-tech industry and turning us into a banana republic, third-world nation. That's what I see coming. Okay.
Yes. Yes, so, I agree. All right, let me take a call from John in Little Rock now. Hello, John. You're up on the program.
Well, I woke up this morning, turned on my TV, and there was a picture of Biden. It was time to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Man. Don't people know they elected a socialist? Huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't really know what it means. They don't know what it means, socialist. I talk to people all the time, and they don't get it. They really think that it's wonderful. It's just to redistribute the wealth, and everybody will be happy. You know? That's what they think. They'll find out otherwise, though.
Let me give you and your friend a black man's perspective. Here we go.
Sure.
There was a woman in my state named Joyce Elliott, state senator, who was running for Congress against Frontier Republicans. The guy that I ran against two times.
Yeah.
And
right.
She thought she was going to get elected and go join the squad, you know, that Cortez and that Muslim chick or whatever. Well, she got defeated. And I'm glad she got defeated because back in 2012, she was my opponent.
Right.
So much for that issue, she's not going anywhere. Now, from a black man perspective, a black pastor just got through saying on a live stream Zoom that he's elated that two white men are going to go to the White House next year. The congregation, well, wait a minute, what do you mean two white men? Because Kamala Harris is not black, and it doesn't say that on a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
I yield back the floor.
And she may very well be a he.
She's not black, Rick. It don't say that on a driver's license. Indian.
Yeah, but she may not even be a woman.
Well, I don't really know. Pick that one out. But She not. It doesn't say Indian. I mean, black. See, I'm so mad. Yeah. I'm confused. Now, what do your friend think about your friend there? What does he think about? What does it say on her driver's license? And I'll take my answer off there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support, too, by the way, John.
Oh.
You've been a real trooper.
Hey, wait till after Thanksgiving. I got something coming.
It's all right. God bless you. You're a survivor. You've had your heart problems, and, you know, he's keeping you going. So just thank him for it, and I thank you. Thank you for calling. All right, let's see what Art, well, what do you say to John's question?
Well, with respect to Camellia, I would agree. Okay, but the point he forgot to mention was what Joe Biden did for the black community and also for families. You see the messes in family courts where they destroy fathers and destroy children day and night, you know, 24/7, with these protection from abuse laws, with the way the family courts are. You see how it's devastated since the 60s, destroyed the black families, you know, with the way these laws are right now. You can thank Joe Biden because he played a big part and even said it himself that he was one of the great social engineers that ripped American families apart through family court. So that's what you're bringing. You want to see what socialism is? You already see it.
Absolutely. I see no way to go but down, and we haven't hit bottom yet. But it's coming soon because this is a global economic malaise. You know, it's right. going to be America being converged with the rest of the world on an even keel, and that keel is going down, not up, economically on the scale of economic desolation. You know, it's not going to be we're all going to be rich now, we're all going to be prosperous. No, we're going to be poor. We're going to be rock bottom, and they. Of that synagogue of Satan shall enrich themselves even more. That's the way I see it. Very true.
I agree.
Go ahead. Anything you want to add to that?
Right, I agree. I mean, basically, this is just the beginning of it. You know, first of all, what are they going to do about all the people out of work who are at risk of losing their places of living for evictions, okay? It's a no-win situation, all right? One way is they can evict them and let landlords basically try to find other renters who actually help pay the bills, okay? Two is if, Gambino Pelosi gets her way, they will put a moratorium on evictions for another year, okay? At which point that will bankrupt the landlords, okay? The homes will be foreclosed by the banks. And then what will happen is the next buyers will get me, like, for pennies on the dollar, the properties, and they'll go to the communities, you know, the zoning communities, say, we got to upgrade these homes and make them livable again. So what will that do? A lot of these lower-class homes, what they call Class C rental property, which is to the lower economic class, will basically be upgraded to, you know, higher-end homes. And as a result, it's going to reduce the amount of housing available for the lower, you know, the lower economic class of this nation. So I see it as aggravating. You know, basically, it's going to be a lot of pain and suffering in the near term, and I see it really going to create a massive housing shortage as a result of that. So you're going to see more people homeless in about, you know, 3 years from now than what you've ever seen in the past in American history. That's what I see coming.
Well, they can always move right back into New York City and everything, which is starving now. The rents are down. The vacancies are up, right? So maybe they can bail out the poor real estate developers. Who knows? Maybe Trump might be involved in that. You never know.
Well,
hey, from the
time... The problem is they're taxing everybody to death.
Sure. And that's what you have more of from Mr. Biden. It can only be more taxes and not any less. All right, Biden from the Times of Israel, Biden vows virus action on day one as cases in America, across the United States and Europe surge, we're told. So Mr. Biden says he's going to take some direct action. We don't know exactly what that will be. However, it looks as if Mr. Biden means business and it's going to be some restrictions. We're going to have some kinds of lockdowns, maybe, nationally. He wants a national law passed, and mask wearing, of course, will be number one priority. We have the governor, this governor, who probably will go into that administration, Gina Raimondo, because she is the type of person that fits right in with the socialist communist agenda. And she might, she's been talked about maybe for some post in the domestic arm of the government. I'm not sure which, but I've heard a number of department positions that she would probably be, you know, if anything, nominated to. I'm not surprised. You know, birds of a feather do flock together. And so, okay, we do have another call here that we want to take now, 800-313-9443. And we do have Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, you're on the program.
Yes. Has everybody given up after 4 years of hearing Russia, 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 impeach, 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 all this garbage that they've been throwing fits like little children, tantrums everywhere? Then these people are setting innocent people that are hardworking. They finally get them a business, which is not easy, and they set them afire. Excuse me, that we're going to just give up? Are you giving up? We all voted in mass. We know Trump is our president, and we're just going to give up? Really? Is that what y'all are saying? You're just going to give up and just let them have it? I have been so irritated and aggravated, and I think everybody in Oklahoma was, because there was lines from on the early voting that stretched miles. And then on voting day, we were out there in masses, and people are, they had the flags and everything. I mean, it's Trump, and that we're going to allow them to come in and steal it, and everybody knows it, just because the media, I mean, it's like, excuse me, can the media just lie, which they have, but...
Yep.
Are we going to stand by now that it's in everybody's face that us, all they're doing is lying and they're cheating? Are we going to just bend down and allow them to kick us, or just kiss their boots, or just give up? Really?
What?
Is that what Americans are going to do?
No, I don't think so, and I don't think you're going to see that happen. But remember, the third option I've always told you about when it comes to voting is the cartridge box. And that will be the deciding factor at some point when people will say, we've had enough and we're not going to take it anymore. It has to come to more direct action, realizing that your votes are stolen anyway, not just in the Trump presidential race, but in local races as well. We have seen that. Look, I had a guy, and he's passed away, a young fellow, Christopher Young, who told us that when he went to the Board of Elections in Rhode Island, and he spoke to Mr. Kandor, I believe it was, who was the guy in charge of the Board of Elections, he said, we fix elections. He actually told him that point blank. We fix elections. Now, what's me, who am me, who am I to think that it's any different now than it was 10 years ago? It's worse, if anything. I agree with you. Art, do you have any comments for our dear caller, Andrea?
I agree with you. We've only begun the fight. And basically, remember what I think was Plato said, the consequence of indifference in political affairs is to be ruled by evil. I'm glad you're waking up, and it's time to start the fight, okay? You do not give up. You know, that's my philosophy in life, is that you learn how to fight. And, it, you know, when you fight, it's more than just the cartridge box. It's your mouth, it's your wallet, and your influence in your community, okay? All those things are weapons that you can use to fight these people, okay? With respect to
like
media,
the art
I felt,
of Sun Tzu, huh? Art?
Right, the art of war. I would certainly suggest, if you're not going to give up, read the book Sun Tzu, The Art of War, and understand how to apply it in your community. That's how you do it.
Okay, well, thank you for your comment. But again, if they've been doing it all along, and all of my friends that I've talked about, the media lies, well, now it's got to be obvious how they've lied. Because I know that everybody I talk to voted for Trump, and now they see it. Now they see the lies. It's like everybody's got to stand up at some point. Right. I don't know what we can do, but...
Well, you have power. You have economic power that Art has talked about on his website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And the power lies in the purse. And you have to pull the plug on all these big companies, these Comcast, NBC, New York Times. You know, the papers are dying on the vine, and that's good. You know, but we need to be able to activate more boycotts, withdrawals, and so forth of investments in companies that do business. We use the same tactics they use with, you remember, sanctions in South Africa. We do it to them. And this is what Art has always said, and he's right. Put the pressure on them. Take their money away from them. And we have that power. Thank you very much, Andrea. I appreciate your sincerity. We'll come back, Art, with more calls. Rick Adams on Censored, a deadly experiment. Don't forget, is back up, I believe, on YouTube. Deadlyexperiment.chatango.com for our chat room as well. Be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, Art from Philly and his website, again, noplaceforcorruption.com, and you will learn all about the mob, the Cosa Nostra and the syndicate. I tell you, it's just an amazing work that you have done, Art, and you are certainly underappreciated, but not here. You are appreciated very much. I believe Chance from West Virginia has called again. All right. He has something to add. Go ahead. Bring him up. Chance, hello.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. You know, thank you for taking my call a second time. I just have to say this, Rick. You know, I'm ashamed to be called an American right now. This is beyond sad. This Biden and Harris, they're both self-proclaimed Marxists. These animals only bring horrible human sufferings and tragedies to mankind. My family, my daddy, aunt, uncle, and grandparents were lucky. They escaped communism in Eastern Europe. But you know what, Rick? Americans won't. Remember, COVID lockdowns, there'll be fish in a barrel with nowhere to run or flee. This is very sad what's happening, Rick. I am so glad that my parents and relatives are not alive today to witness this again. I thank God they're not alive to see this. We won't be as lucky as my daddy was, my aunt and uncle was, and my grandparents were. We'll be, like I said, we'll be fish in the barrel. People forget. They don't know history. They don't know the human tragedies that communists have perpetrated over the years. I know. I was told personally. My family lived it. Is it our turn now?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, Rick. And it's very sad.
I know.
It's very sad.
I hear you.
We need to, yes, sir, and now we need to pray to God fervently. Believe me, folks, you won't be as lucky as my family was. They escaped it and lived a long life until they passed away. We won't be as lucky. Thank you, Rick.
I hear you. Thank you for your final footnote. You know, I just want to mention something else that's irrelevant to what we've been talking about. Thanks for the call. You know, there's Sean Connery passed away, the James Bond, the first James Bond, about a week ago. Last Saturday was announced, and one of these little bitches that writes in the local paper, she was the former head of Planned Parenthood, you know, the baby killers. She wrote a vicious column about him. She wrote that he was one who was not very nice when it came to women, and that he once said in an interview that he felt that certain women should be slapped and dealt with violently. You know, and I'm saying to myself, here's a woman that headed up Planned Parenthood, the baby killer organization, and she's talking about Sean Connery. You know, it's just amazing. And he was a great actor, and he was a great Scotsman, and, you know, he had a few unsavory things to say also about the powerful Kenites, you know, in some off-line interviews some time ago. But anyway, you know, also she had Anthony Quinn, the actor, on her show when she did a radio show locally, and Anthony Quinn, I'm not deriding him, but he was a womanizer, and, you know, he had like 10 different wives, about 80 grandchildren and everything. He was not the most savory person when it came to marital relations. But, you know, she just doesn't like Sean Connery. I don't know. Maybe because in that movie with Barbara Carrera, you know, Never Say Never Again, Art, you know, she said, "Where would you like it first, Mr. Bond? I'm going to kill you." And he looked at her and he said, "Well, given your hatred of men," you know what followed, right? Okay, we're out of time. Art, thank you for being with us again. And best wishes for you in Philadelphia.
Let's keep America in our prayers. We really need them.
Amen. Always. Always. Keep up the good work and keep the faith. Thank you all for joining us, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored. And I appreciate your participation today. Hopefully, again, God willing, we'll do it again next week if Biden permits. He's not in yet. Okay, thank you all, and may Yahweh bless his elect.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home...